Hello, and welcome to the 230th day of our isolation. At least it almost seems like that. This is actually just the sixth week, and at the same time, it's been 6 weeks since we altered our assembling together here at the congregation in Bremerton. My conversations with many of you indicate that there's not a single one of us that cannot wait until we can be together again. And we keep praying and we keep asking God to protect us, to help maintain our health, not only of ourselves, but our family, our friends, our loved ones in Christ. And in fact, it's been my daily prayer, and I'm sure yours as well, that God would reach his hand into this world and remove this virus from us. During this time of separation, I have been, with the exception of last week when I presented some information about the resurrection, we have been sharing some lessons based on the topic of guarding your hearts. At present, I have two more lessons, counting today, that I would like to present on this topic. And of course, that gives me the possibility that I come up with another idea that I think is worthy of your time. So far, we've looked at guarding your hearts against fear. That particular lesson is only available on audio, and you can hear that at the at our website at thebremertonchurchofchrist.org, and that's available for everybody. We did a lesson on guarding your hearts against idolatry. That's the first one that we did also on Facebook Live. And then our last lesson on this topic was guarding your hearts against worry. And again, those are all both audio and video. Today I want to talk about guarding your hearts against something that all of us have probably been made aware of. In fact, it's something that's probably already in our hearts. But only recently we've become very acutely aware of its presence. So this lesson is like the one God gave to his people. It is a warning and encouragement to not only remove this thing that's already in our hearts, but to not let it gain access to our hearts again in the future. Our text that we've been using for this is Proverbs, the fourth chapter and verse 23. The NIV says, "Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it." The New King James Version says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." So in this lesson, I want to encourage us to really, because it's requiring us to take something out and then guard against, we want to double our efforts to guard our hearts against taking God's blessings for granted. This is an insidious thing. It is something that creeps into our hearts unnoticed, and the reason it's unnoticed is because it takes time for this to build up in our hearts. And in the course of that time, it subtly changes our view of life. It changes our view of God's blessings. And in fact, it blinds us, in essence, to the blessings of God in our lives. It's deceptive, it's treacherous, it's sinister, it's dangerous to our souls. And oddly enough, we have to have two things that are coexisting for this to come about. One of them is good and one of them is evil. And I want to begin by looking at the good thing first. And the good thing is, in fact, God's rich blessings in our hearts. God is so open-handed. He is so generous with us. And to emphasize that, and because we're in this unique circumstance right now, and you're probably sitting at home, I want you just to look around you right now, where you are sitting. I want you to look at the people that you're sitting with, your family, maybe pictures of your family that are nearby. I want you to look at the things around you that God has blessed you with, and just realize that all of these things are blessings of God. Even this technology that we're using right now, in the device or the television or computer, whatever it is that you're watching this on, that is a blessing from God. Just want to look at a couple of passages here. I have them written down on my notes, and so I'm not going to take the time to turn to them, but I'll give you time. The first one is Psalm 84. Psalm 84 and verse 11. The psalmist said, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless." The psalmist is simply telling us there that favor and honor and good things are the things that come to us from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. Paul said, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." These are just two of dozens and dozens of passages that just announce and proclaim the generosity, the graciousness of God. And I don't know anyone who could deny that God is good. He blesses us in every day, in every way. But at the same time, we all understand that good things from God can become evil. And listen, this is not in any way, shape, or form God's fault. The fault lies fully with us. Things like food, things like the sexual relationship, things like wealth, things like our careers, even our talents, all of these can become sinful to us when we do not keep them in their God-appointed place. So we have all of these blessings from God. And the bad thing that comes in alongside of that, and the thing that negates God's blessings, is simply taking those blessings for granted. There are also warnings about this, and they're mostly well known to us in God's Word. I do want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is the context of, the passage I want to look at is in the context of, first of all, teaching us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. That's in verse 5. In verses 6 through 9, God encourages us through Moses here to teach these things to our children, and to teach them when we lie down, when we rise up, when we're in the way, that we remember these things and remember the love that God has for us and the way in which he's blessed us. But verses 10 through 12 is what I want us to focus on here. Moses said, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful." Here's the warning. "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." Listen, it's so easy for us, even today, for us to forget all the blessings that God gives to us and forget the one who gave them to us. And even then taking it a step further and taking the credit for amassing those things and taking those things into our possession by our own strength and by our own ability. Jesus taught a parable in Luke chapter 12. again, a parable you're familiar with called the Parable of the Rich Fool. And the context, the text of this is verses 13 through 21, and I don't want to read that entire parable. But it talks about a man who planted his fields and he had great harvests and he had more harvest than what he knew what to do with. And so he decided he was going to tear down his barns. He was going to build bigger barns and going to fill those up. And then when he was done, he was going to, and let's begin reading at verse 18. This is what I'll do. I just told you about this. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Jesus said, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. Finally, one other passage, and this is in the Epistle of Romans, Romans chapter 1. And Paul shows us how this can start, how this whole path of taking things for granted, even going down to the point where we give ourselves the credit. In verse 21, Paul said, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Paul said that the first step away from God is to fail to glorify him. And the second step, which is right close on the heels of the first one, is to fail to give thanks. And as you read the rest of that first chapter, you'll see when you take those first two steps, which path you're going on that's going to lead down to your destruction. When we take things for granted, when we live without looking up to the one who gives us, as James said in the first chapter, every good and perfect gift, we will then fail to glorify him, and secondly, we'll also fail to be grateful. Now, as I'm talking about this, I don't want you to think that I have in mind big, special, much-needed blessings that come into our lives. These are kind of outside the realm of the things we take for granted. If you or a loved one is healed from some disease, if you've had a family member who has been protected in some way from some danger, if you've gotten a job promotion, if you have been blessed to find a great spouse, if you've come to own your own home, these are momentous blessings that we recognize come from God. At least we recognize them at first. The blessings I'm talking about are the common, everyday blessings. The hundreds of blessings that God generously pours out on us. The daily blessings, because they are so numerous, because they are given to us every day, we're used to having them. And in fact, we can come to expect them to the point that we don't even notice them. Remember when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and this particular verse that I'm referring to is found in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11 in the Sermon on the Mount. And this part of the prayer that Jesus gave them said, give us this day our daily bread. What Jesus is saying there is that you need to remember to recognize that the source of those daily blessings is God. Do not take them for granted, and thus ungratefully fail to thank him. We're now experiencing a unique highlighting of those blessings, and they are being accentuated by their loss. Joni Mitchell, and I don't know that I have ever allowed her to make her way into any sermon of mine, but in a song that she sang, she said, "Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?" The sad truth is that we probably did know what we had. We just thought we would always have it, and thus we began to take it for granted, and we did not stop to think that it could be otherwise. Many of us, including me, have been saying, "I can't wait until things get back to normal." And I can certainly see and feel, in fact, the truth of that statement, the rightness of that desire. But in some other ways, I do not want to go back to the way things were. So what are some of the things that I want to remain changed? The next time that we're able to sit together on pews with each other, worshiping God, I want to remember the blessing of congregating and not ever forget that or take it for granted. The next time someone I know is hurting, is sad or depressed, and needing a warm hug, I want to remember the blessing of consolation, the blessing of personal contact, and not take that for granted. The next time I'm at a park or at a crowded restaurant, I want to be able to just look around and remember the great blessing of community and of being able to share time and space with others freely. The next time I'm able to gather with my children and my grandchildren in person, I want to remember the blessing of contentment and not take those family moments for granted or as something that's just every day. The next time Robin and I can hop in the car and go visit others, I want to remember the blessing of connectedness and the ease with which we can communicate and visit and see one another. Close to that is the next time we are out of something and I just want to run to the store, which many of you know, I'm kind of addicted to going to grocery stores 3 or 4 times a week. I want to remember the blessing of convenience. I want to remember the blessing of having a healthy confidence that I can help the little elderly woman who's trying to get out of the store with her little grocery cart and she hits the threshold of the outside door and she can't get it over it, over that threshold. And so that I can reach out and grab the front of her cart and pull it over without wondering if I'm going to get a virus. Or that person, and this has happened twice to me, that person behind me in the checkout line who doesn't realize that their red X on the floor is 6 feet behind me and not in my back pocket as they're talking. Listen, there are so many examples of things that we have taken for granted. I know that you can think of many, many more. And I don't want to ever take those blessings for granted again. I don't want to go back to having that mindset. So how do you guard your heart against taking God's blessings for granted? I want to give you two simple things. The first one is you and I need to stop and count our blessings. I know if we include our blessings in our prayers, if we mention those, we're going to spend a lot more time in prayer than we normally do. And like the song that we like to sing says, we need to name them one by one. And include the daily bread, include the air that we breathe, include the water we drink, the people who are near us. All of these special blessings that used to be daily, that have been temporarily suspended, and that we've become acutely aware of how wonderful those blessings were. So the first thing is count your blessings. The second is pray, and pray with gratitude in your heart. In 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul said, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So continue to pray and thanks for the big blessings, and pray and thanks for the little everyday blessings. Even pray for the difficulties that also come our way and will become a source of blessing, because it will develop in us patience. It will help us to be stronger and to gain endurance, to place our reliance more on God. Being specific in our prayers is going to help us guard our hearts against taking God's blessings for granted. A really good example of this is Job, back in the book of Job, and in the first and second chapter. If there was ever a person who was richly blessed by God, it was certainly Job. But Job was not like the rich fool that we read about a moment ago in the Gospel of Luke. In Job chapter 1, starting at verse 4, it says, his sons used to take turns holding feasts in their homes, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And when a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. Job knew that everything that he had, everything that his children enjoyed, and including his children, he knew every single thing had come to him from God. And when he lost all that he had in one single day, still in Job chapter 1, and looking at verse 21, he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Even the trouble that came into his life, even the health that he lost, he again, in Job the second chapter and verse 10, after his wife has told him to curse God and die, he says, you are, verse 10, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? And in all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Taking things for granted. We've probably all been guilty of this, and we can feel it now. I think God has our attention. So let's kick that out of our hearts. Let's also now prevent it from returning. Let's not go back to the way we used to be. I know I don't want to. And I want to ask you, if you will, right now, to pray with me. Father, you are so generous towards us. You're generous in your spiritual blessings that you provide for us. You're generous toward us in the physical blessings that we enjoy daily. The emotional strength that you give to us. Help us, Father, to be grateful and to be aware of all of your blessings. Help us to never take anything that comes from your hand for granted. Help us never fail to lift our eyes and lift our hearts to you in praise and thanksgiving for everything, big or small, that you do for us every day. We love you so much. And we thank you most of all, Father, for the gift of your Son. And we pray that we will never take that sacrifice and the blessings that he brings to us for granted. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. I think this is a lesson that God is teaching us during these times of change, and I pray that we'll all learn them. Thank you for watching or listening, and let's guard our hearts against taking things for granted. Thank you.